Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 1062. King of kings and Lord of lords, these are great and awful words. 'Tis to Jesus they belong. Let his people raise their song. 1062.
Together from God's holy word, the closing part of Isaiah chapter 42 and the whole of chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 42, we will begin reading at verse 18. Verse 18. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honourable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth. For a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about, yet he knew not. And it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. Let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth a chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They are extinct, they are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye know it? Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give water in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. May God bless that reading of his holy word and teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious, ever-living Lord God in heaven, we do come before thee once more at the evening hour of another Lord's Day. We do pray, Lord, that as we gather this evening, that thou wilt gather with us. Oh, that there may be that desire from the souls here this evening, for thou to come in our midst, to abide with us, for it is toward evening and the day is far spent. O Lord, we do plead then for that abiding presence, that we may know and feel that thou art with us this evening. Do grant us a sense of that majesty on high, that our minds may be prepared as we meet this evening round thy word, that we may know thy majesty and a measure of our sinfulness, and that with a felt sense of both, that we may be in that right spirit, to be found in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Lord, we need thee to come and order these things for us. It is time, O Lord, for thee to work. We cannot set our own affections on things above, but we've come into thy house. And we plead that gracious promise that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And Lord, there are more than two or three here that we are persuaded that are gathered in thy name. Oh, then, Lord, do give us that true sense and feeling in our hearts that thou art indeed with us here this evening. And may there be those signs following to testify of thy gracious presence here, and the Holy Spirit's application of the word with power, that though delivered in much weakness, it may be in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. There may be true profit and prosperity from the preaching of the gospel, we pray. That thou send out thy light and thy truth. That thou send out those arrows, Lord, where needed, into the hearts. And that there may be that conviction and convincing. And there may be that turning unto thee. Lord, we pray for seeking, longing souls. Those, Lord, pleading for that top stone, that assurance that they may know their sins forgiven. Oh, they may know that love of Christ that constrains and compels. Oh, that they may be brought this evening to cry, Abba, Father, to feel that persuasion they are numbered amongst the sheep in Christ's fold, to be one of these adopted children, to inherit a kingdom. Lord, we pray that thou wilt work mightily in our midst. May there be a leading by the Holy Spirit to that fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. May souls this night be taken and plunged in, washed in the Redeemer's blood, freed from all sin and guilt, the curse removed, no condemnation, to be found in Christ Jesus. Oh, then, Lord, do we pray, have mercy upon us. We thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, for that door of mercy, that there is access to the throne of grace. Oh, that souls may be given that boldness by the blood of Jesus to enter in, find acceptance in the Beloved, and that boldness to come and lay all at the mercy seat. For thou hast said, there will I meet with thee. May it be so this evening. May the Lord himself be in our midst. Oh, then may there be that voice speaking peace and liberty. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, to hear thy voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They may we each be found followers of the Lamb. Oh, then, Lord, do have mercy upon us. We commit each of the friends into thy hand. Thou knowest the cases and concerns of each. Each heart knows its own bitterness. Thou knowest, Lord, the pathway of each. And oh, we do pray that thou wilt sanctify and use those things that we pass through for our real eternal good. Disappointments, may we see them as thy appointments. May we be given submission to thy holy will. Oh, may we know and truly feel that thou art leading us in that right way. Oh, we pray that we may not be found leaning to our own understanding, seeking to interpret those things. Oh, but we do pray that thou wilt make it plain to us each, that we may be taught by thy Spirit and led through this wilderness here below, that we may prove thee faithful as we are brought at times to lean hard upon thee. So do cause us, Lord, to call upon thee. Cause us to fall into thy arms. May we be found leaning upon thy breast. May we know that union and communion with thee, that close walk with thee. And though the flesh often dislikes the way, faith approves it well, then, Lord, do all that we need. And, oh, do forgive us our many sins. Lord, we come and confess how best is stained and dyed with sin, and our all is nothing worth. And we are guilty, wretched, and undone by nature. Oh, may we each be found fleeing for refuge to the hope set before us. May we be found sheltering beneath that precious blood. And when that time comes, to be found safe there, the angel of the Lord passing over, may we be found in glory at last. Do prepare each of us, Lord. We know not what a day nor an hour may bring forth. The old must die. The young may die. Lord, that we may know how frail we are. Teach us, we pray, to number our days. That we may not be found with a take-it-for-granted religion. Or a religion that says, there's plenty of time. But, we pray that thou would stir up our nests. And do give us that diligent, seeking heart that can not rest short of Christ. Give us that aching void the world can never fill. Oh, Lord, pour in, empty our vessels and pour in, we pray, thy love and that precious blood which did for sin atone. So do lead us to the Lamb of God. Oh, there may we be found standing and confessing our sins. And Lord, faith to believe in the Son of God. Lord, we pray for the young growing up, the rising generation. We do thank thee for the many blessings here, the many children and young people found here. Oh, may they be precious souls in thy sight, loved with an everlasting love. Do favour this cause of truth here, we pray. pour out thy blessing upon them. May each one who gathers here week by week be found in that great day, in that sheet knit at the four corners, taken up into heaven. Oh, leave none out. May not a hoof be left behind. Oh, to have mercy upon them. We pray for the young. We pray for those, Lord, in midlife. Parents bringing up children. Others, Lord, seeking, maybe longing after children. Oh, Lord, we pray, do grant thy grace to wait patiently for thy appearing. And may we know what it is to watch and to pray. Oh, but Lord, we do pray that thou would help us in these times when we often feel that our prayers have not been heard. Oh, Lord, though thou mayest delay, do not tarry long, we pray. Turn and smile upon thy people. So, Lord, bless souls here. Bless parents, grandparents, from the youngest to the eldest, in all the responsibilities and duties and things in our lives. Do order all our footsteps by thy grace. May we walk worthy of our profession. Oh, may we be found on that straight and narrow way which leads to eternal life. Keep us from wandering off. Hold us fast. Keep us near to thee. Never leave us nor forsake us. Keep us from the enemy Satan. Keep the world out. Keep us out of worldly things. And though some of us have to mingle with the world for business and for work and school and our daily lives, we pray that there will be that wall of fire round about us and keep us from temptation. So Lord, do hold us up. Hold up thy people. We would remember each of thy people here and throughout the world. Think of our little denomination. Pray for our churches, Lord, that thou wilt turn again. Pour out thy spirit upon us. Revive thy work in the midst of the years, we pray. We acknowledge thy mercy in other causes, Lord. We've heard of six young people brought by thy grace to tell what thou hast done for their souls. And we do thank thee for that great mercy. Oh, well, may we see it here and in other places also. So, Lord, do remember us with a favour that thou bearest unto thy people. And visit us with thy salvation. Do then have mercy upon us each. And as we turn to thy word now, oh, Lord, do pour out thy blessing upon us. May we leave different to how we came. May there be something to take home, to beat out, something for the days ahead, to be fed with that bread of life. Oh, we ask, Lord Jesus, for pardon of every sin. We ask all in thy dear name. Amen.
Hymn 509. Come, come, my soul, with boldness come unto the throne of grace. There Jesus sits to answer prayer and shows a smiling face. 509.
Would you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43? With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from the first verse. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. The book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, and the first verse. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. The word of God is scattered with some very precious promises to his people. Very precious fear nots. For the Lord's people are often in their lives found with fears, very real fears. Trouble comes and it's unexpected, and it causes concern, it causes fear. There's fears of the unknown way. We're passing from one year to another. Some of us fear what this year will bring. Maybe you're looking ahead to next week even, and there's a fear what's in store. Well, I think of one fear not, and it's in the 41st chapter. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, that's a wonderful promise, is it not? The Lord's promise of a very present help in trouble. Promising to strengthen his people, strength equal to their day. It's a threefold promise, that one. But this evening, there's a particular emphasis on this fear not. See, the fear not in chapter 41, well, there's a pilgrimage, there's a walk, there's your profession. There's tomorrow, there's the unknown way. There's the enemy. David says, my enemy is strong and he's lively. And you say, yes, and my soul, my heart's weak and faint. He's mighty, Satan, I'm weak. Well, I am thy God. Promise to be with his people. In those dark hours, in the hour of temptation, making a way of escape for us in temptation, strengthening us, upholding mercies, bearing us up, carrying us safely through, upholding us with the right hand of his righteousness. Oh, that strength in his hand, leading his people. For I am thy God. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. But this evening, what a fear not we have here. This is a fear not for a soul that fears eternity. It's a soul that fears eternity. It's a soul that fears that great and terrible day. It's a soul that feels the weight of a never-ending eternity. A soul that feels its insufficiency. A soul that feels its weakness. A soul that's buffeted by Satan with doubts and with fears. Fear that they've presumed. Fear that they'll make shipwreck. Fears of next week, but it's not necessarily providential things. It's fear spiritually. How will I endure the hour of temptation? Will I be one of these that proves to be a castaway at last? Have I any real grace in my lamp? Any oil in my lamp? Am I made a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood? Have I union with the church's living head? Oh, feeling maybe to feel a period of darkness. Was I ever one? Why are such sinful thoughts then rising in my heart? Why is my mind so prone to wander? Why am I so easily taken up with things that aren't edifying, benefiting my soul? Why am I so easily distracted by the world around me? Why is my eye often wandering to places where it shouldn't? If I truly am a soul born of God, with that new heart given, with that spark of life in it, where is it? Where is that happiness I knew when first I loved the Lord? Oh, you say, oh, there was an aching void then the world couldn't fill. And the Lord graciously flooded in with his love and filled that void. Ah, but now I feel this world's flooding in and a mourn an absent God. When was the last time I really felt the touch of his power? Oh, the hearing of his word to true profit to my soul. I fear I may have presumed. I may be wrong. Am I really right? Oh, do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Oh, but now, you see, the chapter before we read, didn't we? This people is a people robbed and spoiled. They're all of them snared in holes and are hid in prison houses. Is that how you feel this evening? You say, I feel to be shut up. I'm in bondage. I'm in captivity. Satan has me locked in this room. I can't see out. Oh, he's that jailer over me. Every time a little chink of light comes through, he slams it shut. Every moment I feel a little warmth in my heart, he blows a cold blast of wind. Oh, he pours water on any little spark of life that seems to be in my heart. I feel to be in prison this evening. I feel to be bound up. I haven't liberty. I haven't the liberty I long for. I feel constrained, bound up and oppressed. Oh, I'm in prison, and I long to be free. I'm snared, caught in one of his snares. One sin has led to another. I've drifted away. Wandered in forbidden ways, and he's found me. I've been snared by him. I've been like a prey, and none delivereth, and for spoil, and none saith restore. But now, oh, there'll be a but now for those that are held in captivity. Oh, those that are feeling under the weight of sin. Oppressed with it. Maybe this evening is not the full burden of it. Maybe you've been learning to live with it. It's a shocking thing, isn't it? But you know, the children of Israel, well, they were held in bondage, weren't they? But they, to a degree, they learned to live with it, live under it, existing. They were existing. There was no liberty to them. But, you know, they when they were freed from Egypt, and the going got tough and rough, how they hankered after it. Oh, we were back in Egypt. You see, we can learn to exist under this bondage. We can become used to this state of mind, feeling that this is how it should be, as the time of love or a time of blessing is gradually moving further into the distance. Oh, there's this, we sort of get lulled into it. We learn to live with it and exist under the bondage. Get used to the chains and used to the captivity. Oh, that the Lord would, oh, stir us up. That there may be that, oh, that ray of light, that the Lord would burst through that door of the prison cell and say unto my soul, it's this personal call, isn't it? Call us out of this sleep, this deadness, and awaken us and quicken us with his gracious word. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. Oh, you say, two words? Can they really deliver me this evening? Two words? I tell you what, if God grants you a sense of who's speaking those fear nots, the Holy Spirit speaks those words into your soul this evening, two words will be all you need. Fear not. Fear not. You know, somebody can come right where you are in your life. You maybe have trouble and difficulty, and in all good meaning and in love, they'll say, fear not. And they mean it rightly, but does it always work? Can they really do anything about it? Is it just a word of sympathy? I tell you, friends, this evening there's some substance behind this word, fear not. There's a foundation behind it. There's no empty fear not this evening. This is a fear not with power. This is a fear not with a foundation to it. There's a mighty voice behind it. Oh, this is not a here today and gone tomorrow promise. This is an everlasting promise. And who receives this promise? Oh, in faith and in the power of it, of the Holy Spirit, it will endure to the very day you die and beyond. Fear not. Fear not. Why? Why should you not fear this evening? He says this, for I have redeemed thee. I've redeemed thee. I've brought thee with a price. I've brought thee back from the enemy. I've paid the debt. The captivity's over. The ransom's paid. That the door of the prison cell must open. That the debt has been paid. That the mighty Redeemer has paid the price. And with nothing less than his own heart's blood. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, brought by that blood of the Lamb. Peter, he writes, doesn't he, in his epistle, he says, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from the vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. You see, the ransom's paid, not just with money. Oh, no amount of money will pay for the redemption of the Lord's dear children. Only one price can be paid. Only one satisfaction of that great debt. Oh, and it's the precious blood of the Lamb. For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things. And what a mercy that the Lord has freely paid that debt for his people. Oh, there's nothing. You see, some people will pay a debt for someone, and then you've got to pay them back over time, haven't you? So you end up paying for it one way or the other. Ah, not this dear man. He paid the price himself. He set the prisoner free, and he's free. It's a full and frank forgiveness. Nothing to pay. Not now, not ever. Ah, oh, this everlasting salvation. Redeemed, not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, then what fear. And I speak in love this evening. But oh, if you were brought to feel a sense of that precious blood that was shed at Calvary, if a few drops were sprinkled on your heart this evening, no matter how great that weight of sin upon you, no matter how burdened you felt to be with a load of sin, it would all of it fall away. One or two drops of that precious blood, and all would be right. There would be no grounds to your fear. You say, but I fear that day. Why? Oh, because of my sin. It's like a mountain, and I fear, should I be spared tomorrow, there'll be more added to it. I fear, really, that I've run the score to its extreme. I feel that when that day comes and we're to stand before him, oh, I feel to be that I'll be the sinner of sinners, the one with the most sin. I've so basely fallen. I've been brought up in a strict Baptist chapel. I should know better, and yet I'm of the earth, earthly. Oh, I feel to be such a wretch. Oh, but the precious blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Then fear not, for I have redeemed thee. It's been done. It's been accomplished. Every child of God, whether they're born yet or not, every child of God from Adam to the end of time, it's finished for them. It's done for them. We have to speak in past tense. They are redeemed. That blood did for sin atone. Did for sin atone. He shed it for his people. And the ransom has been paid. And his people are free. And they will certainly be in heaven at last. There's no question. There's no doubt. There's no wavering in the mind of God. Every child of God whose name was in that book of life will be in heaven. No question. No question. Oh, what a wonderful. I told you there was a foundation. It's founded. Oh, it's founded upon this everlasting, almighty God in heaven. And, oh, you say, well, why? Why is it I don't feel it? Well, may you feel it. You know, all the Lord's people will feel it in measure. They will. There be, whether it's a full assurance of sin forgiven, you know, and how many wait? Ah, I haven't that full assurance. I feel my sin still. Surely I should not feel him anymore. Well, some are granted, aren't they? A full assurance. But others, You know, they're persuaded of a hope in him. And it's a strong persuasion. And I wonder, you know, as they live their lives, you know, it's a good thing to pray for. We shouldn't just give up. We shouldn't settle for that. But, oh, to keep praying, Lord, show me that, give me that full assurance. Oh, but, you know, the Lord knows what's needed for us each. Some are granted it, some aren't. Some have to wait till the very moment they pass away. The Lord comes with power at their deathbed. He's a very present help then. Oh, it's when thou passest through the waters. You're to live a little with a measure of ballast in this life. It's needful for you. But when that time comes, and I believe it, friends, that when that hour comes, however dark our deathbed may be, I believe he'll be there for his people. Whether they've had to be kept low because of their pride or have ballast through this life, oh, he's promised. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Very present help in trouble. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. You say, oh, when I get to that day, I just feel I'll get swamped away with it. When I walk through that rivers of Jordan, oh, I can't see my way clear through it. I can't see. I want to see it parted now. I fear it won't part. You know, when the children of Israel, they got to the banks of Jordan, didn't they? And you know, there was that river, wasn't there, between them and the promised land. We read, don't we, that the river Jordan was overflowing its banks. It was that season, that time of the year when Jordan overflows its banks. It would be, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? I mean, you know, the Lord doesn't need to make things easy. And I say that in reverence. But he doesn't need to make things easy for him. It doesn't need to be the dry season. It doesn't need to be the drought. Well, it wouldn't be, would it? There's to be a showing of his display of his majesty and his power to deliver. There's to be faith instilled in his people. You know, to come. You know, you look at the day of your death, you say, I want to see. I'd long to see that parted water. But it's overflowing its banks. Well, are you to walk by faith and not by sight? To gather up all the blessings you've received from the good hand of your God? Are you to strengthen yourself in the hand of the Lord? Are you to strengthen yourself in the Lord your God and face the enemy, that monster death, believing that that he is able. He's led me thus far. Surely he wouldn't leave me at last in trouble to sink. You've many Ebenezers to raise. Oh, what a thing to then look back on. All the way that the Lord thy God has led thee. Would he bring you right through the wilderness and supply your every need? And cause you to trust in him a little, and at times rebuke you, and at times chasten you and correct you, deal with you in a familiar way, and then bring you to Jordan, and not appear for you there. He says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, when thou passest through the waters, you will pass through them. You know, the trouble that you've got, the difficulty you've got, you will pass through it. You will be brought through it safely. Oh, you may lose a little pride. You may lose a little health. You may lose a little money along the way. Oh, but it's right. It's all necessary. This people have I formed for myself. He's shaping his people. He's forming them. They shall show forth my praise. You know, his name is at stake. His name is at stake. He says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Oh, that's the thing this evening, isn't it? The sins of your youth. Oh, you say, what? I remember them. Oh, there's people in Bethel Chapel that remember mine. He says, I will not remember thy sins. You say, they weigh heavily on me. He says, I've cast them all behind my back. I'll remember them no more. You say, what, all of them? Even those ones that so basely transgress thy law, all of them, blotted out as a thick cloud. As the cloud is blotted out from a sky and it's left clear and blue and not a hint of where it's been before, so is this blotting out as a thick cloud. Our many transgressions, and as a cloud our sins. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've done it for thee. Oh, you say, I long to feel what I'm not. He says, I've done it for thee. You're incapable of it. It's out of your power. You're contagious with sin. Yeah, but, oh, poor trembling sinner, you're to look and to live this evening. You're to look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Oh, think of Moses lifting up that serpent in the wilderness. And we have that hymn, don't we? The remedies without thee. Dying sinner, look and live. That the remedy's not in your own heart. It's not in your own deeds. It's not in your own endeavours. The remedy's outside of you. The sin's within you. The condemnation, the curse. Oh, but dying sinner, look and live. Would this be your desire this evening? My God, if thou art mine indeed, then I have all my heart can crave. A present help in times of need, still kind to hear and strong to save. Forgive my doubts, O gracious Lord. Ah, don't you love that word? O gracious Lord. You know, that is a word that's been so on my mind recently. Gracious. How gracious he is. Kind and gracious. Long-suffering. Plenteous in mercy and in truth. Forgive my doubts. Because there is forgiveness with him, friends, this evening. He does forgive poor doubting sinners. Forgive my doubts, O gracious Lord, and ease the sorrows of my breast. Speak to my heart the healing word, that thou art mine, and I am blessed. Oh, that calling of your name. I have called thee by thy name. As Zacchaeus this morning. You know that. Oh, it would be wonderful, wouldn't it, this evening if a few souls had their name called. This day is salvation come to this house. Wonderful thing to be called by God, called out of nature's darkness, that the Holy Spirit witnessing in your heart that you are called by grace, called from Egypt, called by God, that the Holy Spirit working in your heart, speaking that personal blessing into your soul. You know, Mary, she stood at that empty tomb. How close she was to a risen Saviour. And yet all her mind was so low in her thoughts. How she felt to be so far off. How all her world had been turned upside down. Couldn't see anything clearly. Oh, but standing next to her was the dear Lord Jesus himself. And one word pierced that dark, dark hour. Mary. Mary. Oh, that one word. It came with power. Came from him. And she knew his voice. Mary, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Mine for eternity. I've brought thee. Thou art mine. And where I am, there will you be also. Oh, this promise given to his disciples. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, you see, when the Lord calls your name, gives you a sense of a fear not in your heart, a sweet persuasion that he's redeemed you with an everlasting salvation. It's a peace. Well, at times it will be tried, but it will remain with you. Oh, you'll never forget it. You may lose a little of the power of it, but it'll never be erased from your memory. Oh, you're saved with an everlasting salvation, and the peace. He says, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You will at times waver in your affections. Your heart may wander, your affections may waver. But beloved friends, the foundation is in him. We stand in him. Our feelings, for what they are, mean nothing. And often our feelings are causing us more grief. It's our feelings often that are the problem. The feelings that you have, oh, we see, well, at times you feel the love of Christ, you feel a drawing to him, and that's a wonderful thing, and may we feel it more. But at times we don't. And at times we feel cold. And at times we feel lukewarm. And at times we feel indifferent. Oh, but what a mercy that we're not saved by our feelings. We're not saved by our thoughts. Oh, but what does he think of me? Oh, have I a little hope? Have I felt the love of Christ in my heart once? Oh, then he's forever mine, and I'm forever his. And though my feelings may move and ebb and flow like the tide, yet his are constant, unchanging, unwavering, unaltering. Oh, the doctrine, it's our foundation. The certainty, the exceeding precious promises, they're built on a certain foundation. The Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What a foundation, what a hope that the people of God have, a hope of heaven at last. It's not built on their ability to keep themselves, it's not built on their ability to keep hold of these promises. It's not built on their ability to love him or to serve him. It's built on his precious blood. It's built on nothing less. It's founded upon him. And all the blessings of God flow through Christ to us. Jacob saw that ladder, didn't he? Sat on earth, reaching into heaven. A beautiful type of Christ. The angels of God descending and ascending. And now the blessings of God descend from heaven to earth through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prayers and the desires and the thoughts of his people, they ascend through Christ into heaven. And there he perfumes them. There he stands as that great high priest, making intercession for us. Another, the promise that Jacob had. What a blessing he received, didn't he? I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Oh, to have a promise of heaven, a sweet hope of glory at last, to see the Lord Jesus Christ as your great and glorious high priest. Have you seen, in your little life, can you trace out those times where you know he's made an intercession for you? Your prayer's been such a weak one. You've offered up such a poor prayer and such mercies flowed to you. You have then a great high priest in heaven. Oh, with your name written on his heart, engraven in the palms of his hands. And may you not accuse him of forsaking you. May you not accuse him of forgetting you. May you be found looking unto him, seeing him for who he is, believing who he is, trusting in who he is. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. There's nothing here that's down to you, is it? He says, I have redeemed thee and I've called thee. All in him. All done by him. Should, another hymn came to my mind, should the law against her roar, Jesus' blood still speaks with power. All her debts were cast on me, and she must and shall go free. Peace of conscience, peace with God, we obtain through Jesus' blood. Jesus' blood speaks solid rest. We believe and we are blessed. When the blood of Abel was shed, here upon earth, it cried revenge. Cried revenge, vengeance. But the blood of Christ shed upon earth. Oh, what did it speak? It cried just as loud, if not louder. Pardon, peace, and redemption. Oh, that voice that speaks. What mighty stream is that? What stream is that? I'll read it because my mind goes. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay? 'Tis Jesus' precious blood. Then fear not. Oh, those weak, trembling ones, those of us who feel, oh, will I be right at last? Will I be found in heaven at last? The blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, is that your only hope? Is that where you're looking this evening? Is that where all your trust is? Oh, you're on safe ground. Oh, you've a never failing friend, a never failing foundation. Oh, your hope is in him. You must be found in heaven at last. You must. Oh, the precious blood of Christ, once applied, oh, leaves no stain behind. A full and frank forgiveness. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. None shall pluck them from my hand. Ah, thou art mine, not Satan's, not your own, mine, and he'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £795, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day. And our friends at Fen Stanton hold their anniversary service on Saturday. There's also a cemetery trustee meeting tomorrow evening at 7:30. Let us close with hymn 633. The love of Christ is rich and free, fixed on his own eternally. Nor earth nor hell can it remove, long as he lives, his own he'll love. 633.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.